Through Victory, My Chains Are Broken, written by the Ace Apples and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Darth Maul and Hardcase, and is tagged with Canon Divergence, GFY, Hardcase Lives, Hardcase Has ADHD, Clone Troopers Speak Mandoa, and Two Bros, chilling in their own cells, 5 feet apart because they're in jail. Summary. The Death Watch aren't the ones who find the escape pod. The tedium of captivity was broken by the arrival of another prisoner. After endless days filled with a great deal of nothing, interspersed, of course, with incompetent attempts at interrogation, it was a balm to hear the swearing and scuffling of a second prisoner being forced into the otherwise empty brig. Their mutual captors, a curious avian species native to the pair of moons circling a planet in the midrim, tossed the arrival into the neighboring cell and departed to the tune of creatively combined real and Hutti's invective. "Eat sutak and drop dead, Cheskar Nok." The newcomer's last insult echoed down the hallway, then faded away, leaving no other sound but the hum of the containment fields that kept them trapped.
"I admire your innovative use of Shabuir," he finally said, breaking the long silence that followed.
Several small scuffing noises might have occurred. The prisoner was likely examining their cell, but he'd long since acknowledged the toll that isolation had taken on his senses.
"Haran above," the newcomer swore viciously. "Someone there?"
"Presumably in the cell to your left."
"Huh, didn't expect to have company down here," they mused, voice becoming ever so slightly easier to make out. Possibly, they had moved from the interior of their cell to as close to the exit as the containment field allowed. "What do these featherbrained bastards want with you?"
"We had the great misfortune to be found by them when we were unable to defend ourselves."
Once, it had wrinkled how easily they'd been captured, but no more. He hadn't the energy to be angry at their circumstance.
"The escape pod was damaged and we were taken prisoner."
The newcomer remained silent for several moments. "We," they ventured after a while.
"My brother and I," he quietly admitted. "I haven't seen him since we were taken."
They swore again, softer this time, and in a language he didn't recognize.
"I'm sorry, that's Shavit."
A peculiar scraping was heard, and he surmised that they had slid down to sit with their back against the wall.
"I haven't seen any of my brothers since I was captured either."
"Do you have many?"
Their voice became wry.
"Oh, millions at this point. Haven't even met them all, so they're more like cousins, really. But the brothers I fought with, I haven't..."
"Fascinating,"
he thought, realizing just what kind of being had been dropped into the next cell.
"You're a clone, then."
"Yup," was their easy reply, with an edge of venom. "That a problem?" He couldn't help but chuckle.
"If it was,"
he pointed out,
"I'm hardly in any position to act on it, am I?"
"Fair enough," they said cheerfully. "Name's Hardcase, by the way. You?" To hesitate was not in his nature, but he did so regardless. It had been so long since he'd encountered a being who seemingly meant him no harm.
"Maul,"
he said. After a pause so long, Hardcase had likely given up on the conversation.
"My name is Maul."
The clone, Hardcase, whistled a long, low note.
"Now that's a good name."
He laughed, a bright sound unexpectedly joyous. It was immediately followed by a grunt of pain, presumably as the movement aggravated an injury of some kind.
"How long have they had you cooped up in here, Maul?"
"Oh, years,"
he said airily. "Isolated, alone, always alone. His brother gone, no one to keep him in the here. In the now.
Or perhaps only a few weeks. I'm afraid our captors are not keen on keeping me up to date. And yourself?"
"Just got transferred," Hardcase replied. He sounded perturbed. "I was captured on Umbara, picked me up in an escape pod, like you, after I took out one of their supply ships. And since then, they shuffled me around to different separatist factions."
"Umbara? I don't believe I'm familiar."
"Oh, some lightless, Sith-spawned hellscape in the expansion region," he said, flippant, and Maul imagined he waved a hand dismissively as he spoke. "Ghost Nebula Sector."
It sounds positively charming, Maul observed, his mouth taking up sardonically at the colorful description. If you don't mind my saying, you hardly seem worried by your status as a prisoner of war.
Hardcase made a rude noise. I expected to die on that supply ship, and the captain and general probably think I did, so what's it matter? All my access codes were scrapped. Any info I had on troop movements or attack plans are out of date. Even if these mud crutches do manage to get something out of me, which they won't, it won't help the separatists accomplish a damn thing. Whatever happens, I'm clear.
I see. Maul couldn't help but find the clone a fascinating individual. Well, here's to a quick death or a quicker escape.
The trooper laughed again. How about a deal? You escape, you take me with you. And if I escape, I'll get you and your brother out. Maul hummed, keenly aware of the collar around his neck, cutting him off from the force. He wondered every now and again, absently, what color his eyes were without the dark.
Very well. I accept your terms.
The end.